This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Hour two of the program is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com. Sorry, now we're clear. Now we are clear on the distinctions needed to have your jersey retired. Those people sent in, you know, screenshots of the requirements, and it really didn't have a lot of context because you got to have three out of the four for the NFL and three out of the five for college awards to be considered having your jersey retired.
You gotta be a freak. You have to be an absolute stud.
Yeah. Eric Berry is on his way.
I don't know how at the end of his career, barring anything medical, he doesn't make the ring of honor.
Did everything college and...
Because he won the Thorpe Award, right?
Won the Thorpe Award. Yep, his senior year. Should have won his junior year, but he was a consensus All-American. Then you look at NFL, Pro Bowl 5 years. He will be a Hall of Fame player. Eric Berry will be, my opinion, the next one. Not Jason Witten if he continues to play and beats Tony Gonzalez for the most receptions by a tight end. Witten can be that guy, but you can't have Witten. You can't retire Witten's number. No, you can't do that.
So, what do you do?
But, yeah, in that scenario.
If he meets every single requirement.
And he was one at both levels.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, I'm saying you can't do it because of recruiting. I mean, you can't not have the number one jersey available. Not in 2018.
Swain, you have kids. You ever seen that episode of SpongeBob SquarePants? It's like, he was number one. That's all I got to say about Jason Witten. He was number one. Come on.
Woo.
You got to just give it up, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
I get it.
I don't know.
I think Leonard would have something to say about it.
But if he is that, you know, head and shoulders. Now, at the college level, I think what might actually hold him back. What happened at the college level with him? I don't know. Was he consensus All American? Because that might.
I remember he was a third round pick.
He was a third round pick.
Oh, I remember that now because during recruiting, I asked Coach Fulmer if Witten leaves, can I have number one? So I was watching to see if Witten was going to leave. So I know that he was a third round pick. I don't know if he had a ton of
first team all SEC.
See, he won't. Yeah, his college qualification won't.
Okay.
Won't let
so
him
number
either.
One. So number
you're
one
good.
Is safe. Number
you're
one.
Good. One is good.
I thought he had won the tight end award his final year, but I must be mistaken.
Not according to Wikipedia, and of course we all know everything that's on Wikipedia is 100% correct, and there's never anything wrong on there. So, no, I kid. I might look at a different source for that.
So we're good. It's going to be Eric Berry probably, or Derek Barnett.
Except Derek Barnett, I don't think his college accomplishments will meet the criteria. Now,
man, you're right.
Eric Berry will. Unanimous All-American, SEC Defensive Player of the Year, first team All-SEC. He will be in the College Football Hall of Fame eventually. Will be in the NFL Hall of Fame more than likely.
Yeah.
Eventually, he's already been a Pro Bowler five times.
Yep, so got that.
He will have to get a major statistical record. Was that in NFL? Am I making that up?
Yeah, the NFL
most interception yards.
Holder of a major career statistical record, achieved Pro Bowl status five times. NFL offensive or defensive MVP. He has been.
Yeah, so. So he'll be a Hall of Famer, and he's been to the Pro Bowl 5 years. He'll either have to be defensive MVP or a holder of a major statistical.
He's been that's SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Sorry.
Yeah. So
okay,
he got to work on one of those, either Defensive Player of the Year or holder of a major statistical stat. Or that's the same word. A holder of a
record?
Statistical record.
Yeah, statistical record. There we go. Got it. All right. So Eric Barrett looks like he's going to be the next one. Okay. Jason Witten, from things we've heard, will replace Reggie White and be on the back of a Jumbotron. And I think that's freaking phenomenal. I think Jason Witten needs to be honored in a way that Al Wilson is honored. They had their peak at different times, where Jason Witten was a better pro player than college player. Now Al Wilson, golly, it's even hard to say this, was a better college player than a pro player, even though he was a 5-time pro bowler. But still, being able to lead a team to the national championship, I would have to give the edge to Al Wilson's college career there. But both great representatives of Tennessee, both have awards named after him. Al Wilson in college, Jason Witten, NFL. No, college.
Yeah.
College.
The very first year.
Yeah, college.
Jason Witten had his
Man of the Year.
Yeah, Man of the Year award that he gave out.
So I love Witten and Al Wilson up there. And looking at yesterday's removal of Butch Jones' photo, and maybe this is me talking, it seemed like it was pretty easy to do. Like, it seemed like, okay, in another 4 years or so, you can change it out again. I don't know the cost that goes into this, but it didn't seem that hard. It really didn't seem that hard.
No, just not something I'm willing to do.
Now, maybe they get a new Jumbotron with this, you know, stadium upgrade, and then you can actually change the photos more frequently. You can, you know, have it digitally. You can do that, but
supposed to have one mirrored on the opposite side, correct?
Maybe with the new renovations, you can do that. But it just seemed like that was pretty easy to do, what happened yesterday. Taking down Butch Jones, putting up Al Wilson, it all happened in one day. And at one point, we heard that there was no construction cranes, no barriers, nothing up at like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. And then boom, at 10, up, boom, 12 o'clock, Butch Jones' photo was down. Seemed pretty easy. But this is just us talking who are not, we're not in the inside. We're not involved in all that stuff. So, really, really good moment for Tennessee football, having Al Wilson up there. Tennessee got some additions to the staff. Another person from Alabama, that is Carter Blount. Who comes from Alabama. He's going to be the special teams analyst, and he's worked at several different major programs, but he is now part of the Jerome Pruitt staff. And do I know much about him? Not really. Yeah. But you know, he worked at some major programs.
He's done some things with some guys.
He did that. It's not like we know about him like Chris Winkie or anything, you know. But, you know, he's worked at LSU. He's worked at, you know, Georgia, some SEC programs. He's coming over from Alabama. He's given an opportunity to join Pruitt's staff. So that's always good.
It's almost like a trade-off for they're taking Butch Jones.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
And well,
I think we won that trade.
Carter Blount. I couldn't think of his last name. We'll take Carter Blount.
We are winning that trade.
I still can't get over the picture that surfaced over the weekend of him in one of the campus stores.
Mm-hmm.
How bad, how desperate are you for attention to go into a campus store for apparel when you know that you can make one phone call?
I mean, I have to assume Butch was just looking for maybe an Alabama watch, an Alabama blazer. A tie. We all know that Butch.
He wanted somebody to take his picture.
It was his retail therapy.
Let's be honest.
And then maybe, you know, just out of convenience, someone sees him and it gets posted online. No, it's absolutely absurd. Just everything about that situation is totally ridiculous. I have absolutely no defense for it.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but good luck to him. You know,
yeah.
Good luck to him. You know, he is a father of three young boys, and you know, he's getting paid a lot of money. I'm not a big fan of Bush Jones and how he treated people here, but at the end of the day, I want him to grow. And if you can go to Alabama and you can learn how to handle business, if you humble yourself, because, you know, he came in humble and then really quickly he got too much power and he changed and ran off a lot of people that helped him get to Tennessee. Everybody that was with him from Cincinnati that helped him and kept his butt out of trouble, he turned his back on. And guys like Chris Bagnardi, who
got thrown under the
bus by him,
bus.
different system coaches, strength coaches, they got, you know, their careers were greatly affected. And so I hope Butch is a better coach, better person, being with Nick Saban. I really do. I hope he's successful moving forward. I really do. Hope you learn. Tennessee got themselves a grad transfer. Not the quarterback, but a kicker. And this is so underrated. Guys, this move is underrated. Aaron Medley came in as one of the best kickers in the country. And Aaron Medley has some talent, but really fell with consistency. He had a hard time, man. He had a hard time with consistency to the point where we had long field goal kickers and we had short field goal kickers. I don't know why this is such a problem, but Alabama's had this problem. It's the reason why they could not win the championship in regulation. Alabama's had problems over the years with field goal kickers. Tennessee is now in a situation where there's going to be some competition. Ryan Tice, grad transfer from Michigan, is joining Tennessee. And he'll have 2 years of play. He's going to walk on. He made all of his extra point attempts at Michigan.
He hasn't played a lot, but he has played some.
Yeah. He made all of his extra points, but when he attempted a field goal, he missed it. And when he attempted one in Michigan, and he missed that one.
40-yarder.
He does have a huge leg. So on kickoffs, this is very, very important because you don't want to put your defense in a bad spot to start drives by giving up a great return. You know, Evan Berry was great at that. He really helped our offense out, put the defense in a bad spot, the opposing defense in a bad spot, because he would return it to the 40-yard line. I mean, right there, you pick up one first down, kick and punt it, you're flipping the field. You're making the other offense drive the ball 80, 90 yards. So field position is so, so, so important. If you can add a guy like Ryan Tice, and if he doesn't kick one field goal, and all he does is kickoffs?
Touchback after touchback.
Oh, man, that's the hidden yards in a football game. So this is a big pickup. Is it as big as a quarterback pickup? It could be. It could be bigger. It could not be. But
if a kicker can come through for you and be consistent and be good, and maybe this kid will be, that's giant. Kicker can turn a game completely. So we'll see.
That's cool though. He's coming from Michigan, another blue blood, huge stadium, to another blue blood, and another huge stadium, great fan base. And so I can't wait to hear him after a couple months or whatever here in Knoxville, and he can maybe compare the two experiences. I think that'd be a pretty cool interview if he's allowed to do that.
The big house. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see most college football players being able to play at two big programs like that. Now, Shaq Wiggins played for like He played for three different programs. And Shane Wiggins still talking about UT, man. I saw it on Twitter. Somebody needs to get to Shaq Wiggins and tell Shaq, man, dude, just stop. We know you didn't play like you should have played. A lot of the fans were on your side. It ain't you. Don't dog out UT like that, man. Your coach made a bad decision. You were in the doghouse with your coach. Talk about that coach. Don't talk about the entire football program and use it, UT, like it was an entire fan base. Because all it's doing is hurting you when you are talking to scouts. And he didn't get invited to the combine, which means he's going to have to participate in the pro day. So you might want to start using Butch Jones' name instead of using UT's name, because you still need UT to do your pro day. Use Butch's name. Say coaching staff, but don't say UT. You still need UT. You have a pro day around the corner, and you need their facilities. Swain and Vent, be right back.
Hour two of the Swain event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about all the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, like a small town.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Voted best barbecue in City View Magazine and a top 100 barbecue restaurant in the country, Dead End is a no-brainer when you are craving the smoky flavor of Quality Q. Dead End makes it easy to enjoy their fantastic menu with online ordering and local delivery with Valet Gourmet. That's right, you can have Dead End brought to you. Can't think of the spread for your next event? Get Dead End to cater it. Check them out online, deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
More than 20 million Americans suffer from gallbladder disease, and if you're one of them, Premier Surgical Associates can help. Gallbladder removal is one of the most common and safe surgeries available, and Premier has experienced physicians who are trained in the latest techniques for diagnosing and surgically treating gallbladder disease. Don't keep putting up with the pain. Visit PremierSurgical.com right now to find out all the ways they can help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Cryptology Escape Rooms in Pigeon Forge is the area's top-rated new attraction. With four unique escape room experiences to choose from, Cryptology has something for everyone. At Cryptology, you and your friends have 1 hour to solve the clues, riddles, and puzzles that lead to your escape. From first-timers to seasoned escape room pros, Cryptology has something for everyone. This is an experience you have to see to believe. Located on the Parkway in Pigeon Forge, Cryptology is a short trip from Knoxville. Come see for yourself why thousands of satisfied visitors have rated Cryptology the best escape room experience in East Tennessee. Cryptology is also a great place for corporate team building exercises or holiday outings. Visit CryptologyWithAK.us now or call 865-366-1796 for more information or to book your Cryptology experience. That's CryptologyWithAK.us or 865-366-1796.
If you need a better night's sleep, you have to visit Better Mattress. With six area locations in Maryville, Knoxville, and Oak Ridge, there is a Better Mattress near you. Locally and employee-owned with exclusive mattresses handcrafted in East Tennessee, there really is not another place like Better Mattress in town. Not only do they know what they're doing, they care about what they're doing. Better Mattress has a worry-free 100-night guarantee. Get started now. Visit BetterMattress.com. That's BEDRMattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Good night, just got better.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
As the weather grows colder, insects begin to become dormant. That does not mean that you don't need to safeguard your home from pests. Now is the perfect time to begin treatment to prevent issues in the spring. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control handle all of your pest control needs. Southeast is locally and family owned and has been in business since 1971. They are a full service pest control company that includes mosquito treatments, bed bugs, fall invaders, spring issues, carpenter bees, etc. They even offer liquid termite treatments with the market's best termiticide. There are no salesmen to deal with. The technicians give the pricing and provide the service, and the owners are always available. So contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 and online at southeasttermite.com.
Chance of showers today, mainly before 11. Cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 62 and a low around 35. A 30% chance of snow tomorrow, then a chance of rain. Partly sunny with a high near 44 and a low around 27. Partly sunny Thursday with a high near 42. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
All right, guys, I want to bring up a attaboy. March Madness is around the corner, so we're going to see a lot of this. We're going to see a lot of this. And, you know, as men, we're supposed to be macho and, you know, not show emotion and be tough and all that good stuff. And you're not going to see a lot of that during March Madness. You're going to see grown men cry. You're going to see young men cry. I remember seeing, remember when Gonzaga lost that 1 year and Adam Morrison was like bawling. We've seen Tim Tebow bawling on the sideline with a bended knee. You know, I've been there senior day and, you know, bawling my eyes out with my senior teammates and my team because it's the last time I was going to run through the T. I've been there. And so we all go through that. Last night, the MAAC tournament game between Iona and Fairfield. Fairfield's leading scorer, Tyler Nelson, was exiting the game. They were down. The game was over. So here's a chance to give a player the standing ovation that he deserves. So the coach checked him out, and the coach met him as he's approaching the bench. And it was a very emotional moment. They hugged it out, head coach Sidney Johnson. And, man, they was balling on the sideline together, hugging. And I just want to give an attaboy to Tyler Nelson for being Fairfield's all-time leading scorer. And, you know, Sidney Johnson, man, for just a cool moment in sports.
I love that you bring that up, Jason. I really do. Charlie, I don't mean to cut you off, but just the passion and the realness from the still image. I know it's a video, but still image on ESPN. You can just see Sidney Johnson, the head coach, I mean, putting his weight on this player, so appreciative of all the effort that he's put out there for not only the team that he's coaching, but his entire tenure. I think they started there together, so it's just a really cool story. Good call.
And it's just one of the biggest reasons why I think this time of year and March Madness in general, with the conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament, are just what makes it so special, is because for any of these seniors, it is such an emotional time, because your time doing what you love, unless you're an NBA player, and if you know the statistics there, I think it's something like 1.5% of all players in the NCAA end up making it to the NBA. Like, it's a minute amount. So most seniors aren't going to go on to the NBA, keep playing basketball, and your career on the basketball court is coming to an end, and it's this extremely emotional thing, and there's just so much meaning wrapped up in these games when it comes down to do or die. And I love that so much. It really, really gets me. Somebody starts cutting onions, and I got, you know, my eyes start sweating, you know.
Onions!
Well, I just love it so much. It's so great.
Well, I think it explains a little bit of why, and we didn't know this earlier, Rick Barnes Sr., you know, he went back to Austin to attend T.J. Ford's graduation.
Yeah.
And how T.J. Ford feels about Rick Barnes, man, he loves him like a father. And so many times we see where coaches, you know, they just sometimes look at these athletes as a way for them to advance, either getting a raise or getting an extension, getting more money, or possibly getting a different title, moving up the ladder. But you have these real relationships that take place between a player and a coach, and you cherish those forever. And so that's my attaboy today. But I do want to go back, though, to Shaq Wiggins, because he needs to be given advice. He needs to be given advice. Tennessee was his third stop. And I remember the moment that we heard that Shaq Wiggins was coming to Tennessee. I was excited. I was pumped. I knew he was a good player at previous stops. Didn't necessarily have the career at those stops that he wanted to have, because he probably was still a bit in Georgia, right? But I knew he was a good player. He would help us. It would be a good fit on the football field. And as a staff, you got to have different members of your staff that can identify with different personalities in your team. And Shaq Wiggins was a guy that needed some people in that program that was going to allow Shaq Wiggins to trust and for him to go out there and play his best. And we saw what happened with Juwan Jennings. We saw it happen with some other players, but a little bit more discreet. Guys not playing as much. Guys being hurt more than it seemed. But Shaq Wiggins was benched. He's been vocal. And this is not the best way to handle this.
So do you want to read what he said?
Yes. Go ahead and read his tweet from yesterday at 10:47 a.m.
So I think he meant to say I should, if I am reading this correctly.
But read it verbatim.
Verbatim, it says, I shouldn't be at the combine. My last year at UT was so terrible for many reasons. I wasn't myself there. But then again, I needed my past mistakes and lessons, be it my pro day March 19 at UT. That's so, reading it the way, it would make much more sense if it says, I should be at the combine.
It's supposed to say I should.
My last year at UT was so terrible for many reasons. I wasn't myself there. Yeah, most of the guys that played for Butch weren't. And then again, I needed my past mistakes and lessons, be it my pro day March 19 at UT. It's not like you didn't need to put that out there.
Was he being asked, why aren't you at the combine? I think he knew that answer. I don't think that answer needed to be reiterated.
Yeah, you played in like three games. Especially to
somebody on Twitter who was probably asking, that probably urged this response or sparked this response.
I'm bringing this up and discussing it as if like he was sitting right here and I could put my arm around him and have a conversation with him. Just as a former Vol to another form of all. I'm not bringing this up to try to down him or throw him under the bus or rip him, whatever, or make fun of him. And I'm only bringing it up because I know this video can be replayed. Now you can go back on Facebook Live and Periscope and you can replay this video. And so hopefully he gets a chance to hear this. Everyone knows what happened under Butch Jones. Look at Alvin Kamara. Look what he's doing. Look at Josh Dobbs when he was not here and how bad the offense looked. We know. Everyone knows that already. That's why Butch Jones is not here. He's not coaching anymore. That's why he's at Alabama. He's needing Nick Saban to save his career. Shaq, everyone knows. Everyone knows. But right now, man, you are in an evaluation stage with the NFL. Your focus should only be on improving your skills as a DB, improving your times, whether it's 40, shuttle, three cone. All your energy and focus should be on pro day. Also, you're going to have to answer questions about why you played at three different schools. And this tweet does nothing to help you. You are in evaluation stage. The moment you sign a letter of intent, or even before then, you probably had a goal of going to NFL. So you have to ask yourself, does this help or does this hurt? This does not help. Is it true? Yes, you should be at the combine because you should have played more this last season to be able to go to the combine. But all people see is I should be at the combine. My last year at Tennessee was so terrible for many reasons. I wasn't myself there. We know. But when you use UT like that, it makes it look like there's a school problem, there's a culture problem, and
makes it look like you're pointing the finger.
At Tennessee above Butch Jones. Yeah, Butch Jones allowed the culture to be bad with the football program. But it's just not smart right now because you're in an evaluation process. And you're saying, be it at your pro day. You don't need to say that. Because, first of all, pro day is not like an event where, like, fans can come and watch. You can't go in there unless you're media or scout or NFL personnel. So no one's coming to your pro day except for maybe your immediate family, your agent, and that's it. NFL personnel will be there.
I mean, so just, and the media will, if you perform well, the media will stump for you because, you know, we'll put out tweets like, oh, Shaq Wiggins, look at this performance, you know, things like that. Like, people can do the PR for you. If you're good, you're good. They'll find you. They'll find you.
Don't hurt yourself.
Exactly. You don't need to...
Put the shovel down.
Exactly.
It's just
you're good, they'll find you.
It's just not needed, man. You know, three schools, and then what happened last year, it's not, I don't think it's a real good move here. I'm surprised his tweet's still up. It's just not a good look, man. This is an evaluation process. The only thing you should worry about in the eyes of the NFL scouts is just football. You want to come across is that you eat, sleep, and breathe football. Nothing else matters.
I think Vol Storm is right here. He said, I think you're reading it wrong. It looks like Shaq's saying, after such a bad year, he has no business being at the Combine. So that, yeah, that does make sense.
That's how I read it.
I shouldn't be at the Combine because my last year at UT was so terrible.
Yes.
For many reasons. I wasn't myself there. But then
it's
again.
It's like he's answering the question, why aren't you at the Combine? Yeah. Why aren't you up there working? Sense.
Yeah. Still a decently ill-advised tweet.
Even that.
Still
and
unnecessary.
And I see that too. Like, I see that. You look at other tweets from Shaq, and it's just not a good time for that. And this is me just trying to give him advice. It's not me trying to come down on him at all. Everyone knows what he had to deal with. But from experience, all scouts want to know is that, do you love football enough to put everything else to the side and only focus on football? And right now, that should be your only thing that you're doing. That's why Orlando Brown's bench press and his 40 times and all those testing numbers that are bad, it looks like he has not done anything during this time.
I think we can all say we're pretty sure he didn't do anything.
Yeah. During
14 reps?
Yeah.
You're a tackle? Come on, buddy. Yeah.
During pro day, if you're out there and you're gassed and you're tired, that's showing the scouts that you are out of shape, that you have not prepared anything at all. You gotta come across that way. So, however you read it, I shouldn't be at the Combine. He's saying, I shouldn't be at the Combine, you know, because my last year at Tennessee was terrible for so many reasons. I wasn't myself. You admitting that, I don't think it's needed. And you're going to participate at UT's Pro Day. So you don't want to come across unintentionally or intentionally throwing Tennessee under the bus. You don't want to come across that way. Whether you're trying to do it or not, you don't want that. You still need UT to show the scouts that you can play. You need Pro Day. You only get one opportunity now. So just trying to give advice. All right. We got For What coming up next. We have Trey Wallace that will join us in studio in hour three. Tennessee in a tournament, man. Ranked 13th in the country.
Ironic. Woo! How ironic.
Top 15 basketball program. Wow. Very ironic. Swain and Vince, stay with us.
Hour two of the Swain event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about all the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
No on. We'll be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P6279A, Malibu, stock number P6311, plus tax activities. Subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer and dealer incentives and rebates. Not all buyers are qualified with the prescribed CD dealer for details.
Want a custom-themed tumbler, bottle, or koozie to show off your team spirit the way you want to? Look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. All of their tumblers, bottles, and koozies are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the tumbler market. Game Time Sidekicks offers full-color tumblers with many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around. With the holidays right around the corner, a Game Time Sidekick product makes the perfect gift. Use promo code Swain at checkout to get 20% off your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler. Carry your team with Game Time Sidekick.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance, with results in about 20 minutes. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerry Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerica Steele and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years. Whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home, Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
Senior Home Assistance is East Tennessee's largest in-home care provider, and they're still growing. Right now, Senior Home Assistance is hiring full-time and part-time employees. If you or someone you know is looking for a rewarding career that changes people's lives, call Senior Home Assistance today. Our staff of compassionate providers help senior citizens and those with injuries or disabilities live in the comfort of their own home while providing families the comfort of knowing their loved one is well cared for. Senior Home Assistance has many openings right now. Call 865-769-4170 today or visit www.seniorhomeassistance.com for more information. That's 865-769-4170. 4170 or www.seniorhomeassistance.com. Senior Home Assistance is an equal opportunity employer.
There is a 60% chance of showers today, mainly before 11. Cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 62 and a low around 35. A 30% chance of snow tomorrow, then a chance of rain. Partly sunny with a high near 44 and a low around 27. Partly sunny Thursday with a high near 42. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
A65-200-5402. Almost at the old number. VFL 16 says, I love Whitten as much as the next Vol fan, but I hate taking down Reggie. Yeah, I'm with you, man. But when you have so many great players associated with Tennessee football, you're gonna have that feeling.
It all needed a facelift, no matter what. Whether it was replacing Reggie with a new picture of Reggie, it had to come down either way.
Yeah, it was
because
tough.
It's worn and tattered. It's been up there for years. It had to come down. I get that 100%. I mean, like we've already talked about on this show today, Reggie is just a legend. He's unbelievable.
Right. But if we're talking facelift, scrape the rust.
Yeah, it needs a hole.
Off the end zone. When I'm driving up in the Vol Navy, that's the last thing I want to be showing people when they're riding with me for the first time. I mean, oh yeah, look at our beautiful stadium, the Jumbotron. Don't look at the rust there. It's pretty gross. But up here, we're going to park and we're going to have a great time.
If we're getting real about it, they need to just put a new Jumbotron up there because it is old and outdated. And Tennessee has a whole lot of money to spend on stuff like that. But
Let's come. We'll be okay. So earlier in the show, like the first, 10 minutes, Andy called in and he's talking about his tattoo he just got. So we were joking around with him, told him he needed to get a teardrop. So it was only joking. Andy knows we were joking. Only joking. Andy's not going to go get a teardrop. All right, Andy?
Please.
Don't get a teardrop, Andy. He was totally joking about a Power T teardrop. Don't do that. Nacho says, don't tell that boy to get a teardrop. You're so full of crap, Swain. Yeah, I know. I am full of crap. I am. I was totally joking.
Speaking of tattoos, you think there's any ill-advised Butch bandwagon tattoos out there? Like a hashtag brick by brick?
Without a doubt.
There's some out there.
Want Hub City?
Let's go to Hub City, Vol fan. Hub City, good morning. Jackson, Tennessee.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So glad to have Jackson, Tennessee represented on the side of Neyland Stadium.
That's right, man. That's right.
I don't know if y'all talked about this, but I kind of thought the Tubby Smith rant yesterday was very interesting from his perspective, because I think it's weird that the coaches want to complain about players they recruited leaving, but, man, they bounce on those kids like it ain't nothing.
It's true.
It was interesting yesterday, Hub City. I agree with you. Tubby was in his feels.
It kills me. I mean, it's just like, you know, Scott Frost. I mean, even Robert Gillespie for us. I mean, you know, you use them to recruit these kids, and then either they fire them or, you know, as soon as somebody with a better job offer comes along, they're gone.
So if you – I guess we can give full context here because we haven't talked about what Tubby said. The general gist of what he said was letting kids transfer freely teaches them to quit because they can just walk away if they don't like the situation. I agree. It's pretty hypocritical because the coaches can just peace out. And
he said, I've been in this business a long time, never seen anything like it. We've had over 800 Division I players transfer last year. We're teaching them how to quit. That's what we're doing. That's not going well. Let's quit.
In my entire stance on that, I don't necessarily disagree. I think players transferring all over the place at whatever whim is not good. It's not good for the game. It's not good for the player to transfer all over the place like that. But here's the fact. These players aren't employees, technically, in the eyes of the NCAA, and they should be allowed to do that. Because a regular student
is allowed to transfer wherever they want at the drop of a hat, as long as they get into that school. So why is an athlete not allowed to? Because in the eyes of the NCAA, they're not employees. They're student athletes. They don't do anything extra for the university. Nope. They're only student athletes. So it's a conundrum.
Well, on that same thing, if you are an employee, I mean, if you haven't signed a non-compete and you get mad at Swain,
Great point. You
can go work at a different radio show there in Knoxville.
Yep.
I mean, there's no difference. So even if they are considered employees, which they're not, you can still quit. It may not be the best thing for your for your career, but that doesn't mean you can't do it.
You're right.
So I mean, if a college coach can quit with years left on his contract and get bought out, why can't the kid?
Oh, I mean, boy,
that does not make sense to me for a grown man. Get on there and complain about college kids quitting when he's done the same thing to them on more than one spot.
Whoo! I was about to
you about to bring that up?
I was about to, yeah. you can go ahead and say it, though.
So, Swain just opened up Tubby's Wikipedia page, and under Tubby's picture on Wikipedia, it says, Tubby Smith, perennial quitter.
Yeah, I mean, that's what kills me. It's like, hey, don't do what I do. Do what I say. And I mean, he's sitting there in those kids' living rooms, and Swain, of all of us, is the only one that's been through that, but you're promising them the world and lying to them. And then you go get mad when they call you on your lies. That, bugs me.
Yeah.
I am right there with you.
Hub City, man. Thanks for that phone call, man. Appreciate that.
All right. Yeah. Y'all have a great day.
You too, man. This is not like a black and white.
It's a tough issue.
Because you read these comments, and you can read these comments as just D1 coach saying that we're teaching players how to quit. And just regular D1 coach can't say something like that because it's hypocritical. Because just D1 coach bounces all the time. But this was Tubby Smith saying this. And Tubby Smith, from his track record, has not been one to just up and leave like that. It's been because he was pushed out. He's pushed out of Kentucky.
Yep.
He was pushed out of Minnesota. He was pushed out, of other places.
He left Texas Tech.
And he's probably going to be pushed out of Memphis.
I would not be surprised if he gets fired out this year. I wouldn't be surprised.
There are circumstances to where if you're in a bad situation and it's not a good fit, and you've tried to make it work, okay, it's best for you to leave. There's a lot of things said about staying in a marriage and how important that is. We live in the Bible Belt. How important marriage is and staying in a marriage. But if you're in a marriage and it's abusive, verbally and physically, I mean, you're gonna have to get out of it. Sorry. A divorce may be bad in the eyes of some people, but you got to get out of that marriage.
So that's a great point. And Tubby continues something kind of along those lines. He said his father asked him when he was wanting to transfer away from High Point back in 1969, well, did somebody do something to you? Did somebody hit you?
Yes.
And he replied to his father, no. And then several other questions. You're still getting your scholarship, aren't you? They're still feeding you, aren't you? They're still housing you, aren't you? They're still getting an education to you, aren't they? And he had to reply yes to all of them. So it was about sticking to a commitment in the Smith household, and that's why Tubby ultimately stuck it out at High Point.
Why are you wanting to transfer? I think that's a very important question, because I'll use myself for an example. I was told, hey, I'm going to have a chance to come in, play, maybe even start. Wasn't promised I was going to start, but have a chance. But I was not told about James Banks and Mark Jones being a wide receiver. That would have been very, very weak of me that the moment I saw these two new dudes in the room and, fall camp wasn't going the way I wanted it to go and I wasn't a starter my freshman year to transfer for that reason. But if I went on for 2 or 3 years and I just could not crack the depth chart
And my if I want to play, the better decision for me to make is to go somewhere else where I have a better chance to play. And I think transferring in that situation is understandable. But just transferring just because it gets a little bit tough, I think that's what Tubby Smith is talking about. And in that, I agree.
So after he replied yes to all of those questions that his dad had for him, his dad responded, well, you can't come home. Your bed's been taken, but you can join the Army. Tubby said that's the best thing anyone has ever said to me.
Yeah, but Tubby needs to understand that
it's not 1969.
Every transfer situation is not the same.
Yeah.
Every student athlete that's thinking about transferring or transfers, they don't do it for the same exact reason. It's not just because I'm not playing, I want to go home. It can be for different reasons. And so this is not a black and white. This is a gray area. And Tubby is right in what he's saying, that we do have people transferring more now than ever just because it's a little hard. They're not willing to stick it out because we've gotten softer. Kids have gotten more sensitive. That is true.
100%.
So I'm okay with Tubby saying this because Tubby is not freaking one of these coaches that wanted to leave after 1 year because it was hard or told kids he was going to be here one day and then go on the next and didn't even tell his players. He didn't pull a Bobby Petrino. He left notes on the lockers.
Found a way to scheme his players off the team so he didn't have to go and have a hard conversation.
Yeah, it was just like he didn't operate that way. So I'm okay with Tubby Smith saying that. But just regular D1 coach complaining about transfers, I don't know about that. Because the regular D1 coach will leave in a second for more money in a better situation. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll go to the phones. And hour three is coming up around the corner. Hour two was brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
You don't have to be embarrassed or ashamed if you have hemorrhoids by the age of 50. More than 50% of Americans suffer from this painful condition. Thankfully, the Premier Hemorrhoid Treatment Center in Knoxville offers a non-invasive, non-surgical solution. It's infrared coagulation. It's tough to say. It's a quick and painless laser procedure that shrinks and eliminates 90% of hemorrhoids. And best of all, IRC, or infrared coagulation, is covered by most insurance plans. If you are living with hemorrhoids, make sure you call the Premier Hemorrhoid Treatment Center today. It's 865-588-9952 and schedule a consultation. 865-588-9952. The Premier Hemorrhoid Treatment Center. Expertise you can trust.
Man, I had hemorrhoids for like the last 4 years or so, but yesterday just went away, man. Just magically. It was weird. Just went away.
That's strange. I wonder what happened.
It just went away, man. They were huge, man.
I think we need to go to break.
They were huge in like November, and they got a little bit better. And then yesterday, they just went away, man.
Yeah, just boom.
Just disappeared, man. That's weird, man.
Strange.
So hour, the bed.
Hour three coming up.